Greetings and welcome to Monday Mastery Moment, a moment where we elevate our consciousness and connect our thoughts and behaviors to the witness of the divine power of God for our professional success as leaders. Thank you for joining me. I'm thankful for your participation and presence in this time of dedicated prayer for leaders amongst leaders. The aim here is to connect our higher level of consciousness with our natural reality as we grow as industry leaders. I'm praying with and for world-class leaders, day ones, one of ones, atmosphere shifters, culture shapers, world changers, empire builders, history bankers, kingdom catalysts, moguls, and innovators. Together, we are increasing our productivity, improving our conditions, giving ourselves options, and growing closer in relationship to God through the distinct power of prayer. In this space, you are welcomed, safe, supported, valued, and appreciated. Thank you for joining me. I am Dionne Marie. I advise new C-suite executives and emerging leaders across varying disciplines in mastering the transition from employee to driving the development and deployment of an attainable vision and sustainable value as an employer. I am the woman that takes you to the next level. Today, I choose to highlight a modern-day leader who exemplifies strategic leadership in developing their team. Melody Hobson, co-CEO of Ariel Investments, is the leader we're going to look at as a reference for strategic leadership and team building. Hobson's journey to leadership and her approach to leadership and team development offer valuable insights into effective leadership strategies. Hobson's rise to prominence within Ariel Investments, one of the largest African American-owned investment firms in the United States, is a testament to her strategic leadership abilities. As a Black woman in a predominantly white, male-dominated industry, Hobson faced numerous challenges on her path to leadership. However, she strategically navigated these obstacles by leveraging her unique perspective, expertise, and strategic mindset. One key aspect of Hobson's leadership strategy is her emphasis on diversity and inclusion within her team. Recognizing the importance of diverse perspectives in driving innovation and decision-making, she has been a vocal advocate for diversity in the workplace. Under her leadership, Ariel Investments has implemented initiatives to promote diversity and inclusion, including mentorship programs, diversity training, and recruitment efforts targeting underrepresented groups. Hobson's commitment to developing a diverse and inclusive team has not only strengthened Ariel Investments' organizational culture, but has also contributed to its success. Research has consistently shown that diverse teams outperform homogeneous ones, as they are better equipped to understand and respond to the needs of an increasingly diverse client base. By fostering a culture of inclusion and empowering individuals from diverse backgrounds, Hobson has positioned Ariel Investments for long-term success in an ever-changing business arena. In addition to promoting diversity and inclusion, Hobson is also known for her strategic approach to talent development. She recognizes that building a high-performing team requires more than just hiring talented individuals. It requires investing in their growth and development. Hobson has implemented various professional development programs at Ariel Investments, including leadership training, skills workshops, and opportunities for advancement. Moreover, Hobson understands the importance of mentorship in nurturing talent and fostering leadership potential. Throughout her career, she has served as a mentor and role model to countless individuals, particularly women and people of color, offering guidance, support, and encouragement. By investing in the development of her team members, Hobson not only strengthens Ariel's Investments talent pipeline, but also cultivates future leaders who will drive the firm's continued growth and success. Furthermore, Hobson's strategic leadership extends beyond her role at Ariel Investments. As a prominent business leader and advocate for social change, she has used her platform to address systemic issues of inequality and injustice. Whether speaking out on racial disparities in corporate America or advocating for economic empowerment in underserved communities, Hobson demonstrates a commitment to driving positive change through strategic leadership and action. In conclusion, Melody Hobson's leadership journey and her approach to team development offer valuable lessons for leaders in any industry. By prioritizing diversity and inclusion, investing in talent development, and leveraging her strategic mindset, Hobson has built a high-performing team at Real Investments and positioned the firm for long-term success. As a leader, she serves as an inspiration to aspiring leaders everywhere, demonstrating the transformative power of strategic leadership in driving organizational growth and impact. Now let's prepare our mind and heart and soul for prayer. With your mind free of the noise of your day, take a moment to come in direct and intentional alignment as limitless beings. God is omnipresent, omnipotent, and omniscient. Fully and genuinely commit yourself to be actively present in this prayer, petition, connection, conversation, experience with God. Center yourself right now, right here, in this moment. Join me in prayer and intentionally quiet your mind. Silence your urge to be distracted. Now release yourself to God. God, we thank you. We honor you. We adore you. We exalt you, oh God. We thank you for this opportunity to come before you. We thank you for the opportunity to come and petition to you, oh God, to ask you to watch over us and keep us as we develop teams, God. You have shown us the power of a team through your disciples, God. You have shown us, you have given us example upon example of teamwork and development, leadership development, training, God. Be an example. God, we thank you for the leaders that we have in our modern day and age. We thank you that they have been examples and that they are showing us the way. But God, today we come to you asking that you show us how to do that very thing. How do we best develop the teams that support us and surround us and help us move forward? God, what is it that we need to do? Open our minds and our hearts to think beyond today, to think beyond tomorrow, and think on into the future, God. Help us to see how we can make a difference in the lives of the people that support us, how we can mentor them, how we can position them, sponsor them, oh God, teach them, train them, development. How do we go about it? How can we be strategic in our thought process, in our mindset, oh God, on how we are to handle the work of developing the leaders of tomorrow? How do we do it, God? Show us the way. Open our mind. Open our eyes to see what we haven't been seeing, oh God. Connect us to the people and the resources, the capital, the information, oh God, the data points, the analytics that we need, oh God, to build teams, to curate teams that make an impact, that inspire, that make a difference, God. Help us see what we can't see. Help us to know what we don't know, God. Direct our feet. Direct our eyes to see. Direct our voices to speak to the people that can help us, that can direct us. Whether it be educational resources, whether it be retreats, oh God, planned activities, oh God. whether it be written resources, oh God. How can we be better mentors? How can we be better leaders? How can we be better at bringing teams together to work with one another, oh God? To not backbite, to not bring each other down, to not be jealous and hateful, to not be forced into thinking that they have to show themselves better than the other. How do we create a culture where teamwork can grow and expand and be duplicated, oh God? Can be defined and documented, oh God? Help us find a way. Help us find a way over the course of this week, over the course of this month. Help show us how to build stronger teams, God. Wiser teams, God. Higher performing teams, God. We know you can do all things. We've seen your work, oh God. We've seen your work in the Bible, God. And now we need to see your work in our lives, oh God. We need to see your work in our workspaces, in our organizations, oh God. No matter what the roles are, no matter what the responsibilities are, each person on our team, each person supporting the dream, the vision, the mission, oh God. Help us to find a way to show our thanks, our appreciation, our gratitude, to help empower them, to help them be achievers and high performers, oh God. To be satisfied with their growth, to be content with learning and growing. Help us to bring out the potential. Help us, oh God. Have your way in our lives and in our workplaces. Thank you, O God, and amen. Ashe and amen. Psalm 66 and 19 says, but truly God has listened. God has attended to the voice of my prayer. I declare you are blessed with an increased capacity. Develop your team and cultivate high performance that drives your organization forward into profound profitability, talent retention, and a corporate culture that is inclusive and inspiring. I declare blessings in your soul, mind, body, workspaces, and platforms. I declare that you are blessed when you come and where you go. I declare you will have peace with your colleagues, coworkers, subordinates, staff, and executives. I thank you, God, for your covering your believers in meetings, on travel, and in the execution of their daily tasks. Amen and amen. May God bless your pursuit of the next highest level of success and keep you safe from harm, evil, danger, and overzealous authorities. Peace to you, my friend. Please subscribe to Monday Mastery Moment on any podcast platform of your choice, including but not limited to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, and CastBox. Let's keep starting your week together in a moment of dedicated prayer. Enjoy a blessed day and completely wonderful week. You have mastered this moment. Be blessed and be a blessing.